The fourth anniversary of Sandy is coming up this Saturday. In the coming days, we'll be looking at what has and what has not changed. One of the big questions, whether places that are being rebuilt are really prepared for a rise in sea level. WNYC's Rebecca Ibarra joined Leslie Kaufman, a reporter on assignment for Inside Climate News, on a trip to the Jersey Shore.
Leslie and I drive to Vision Beach, about 70 miles south of New York City. It's a small strip of homes on a barrier island sandwiched between ocean and bay, and it was one of the hardest hit by the storm.
So on a beautiful day like today, when the sun is shining and the sea is relatively calm, it's hard to imagine wanting to be anywhere else. And then it's hard to imagine that once upon a time this water reached in and wiped out the first four rows of houses, but indeed it did.
So what we're seeing is, if you look away from the beach, is just a ton of new houses.
Three and four stories houses, and they're all elevated, and they're all bigger. So modest homes have become very big homes.
So now that we're seeing these houses that are being built so far off the ground, about 10, 15 feet off the ground, will they be protected from a storm like Sandy if it were to come again?
I think that if there is a flood surge, their bottom floors will probably be above the flood. But storms are complicated. They come with wind, and they come with wave action, and they can knock things off foundations. They can break windows. I don't know that in a really big storm anyone's safe. Sea level is rising. It's already up about 16 inches in the last century, and we now expect that to accelerate. Rutgers University says sea rise will occur 1.5 feet by 2050. 1.5 feet. So that's a lot of seawater rising.
Up the street, we meet Craig Celestina and his wife, Joyce.
Hey, how you doing?
Just like that. Yeah, we're all the same house. They were,
So I'm recording.
They've had a beach home there for over 30 years.
The houses were all beach bungalows, all built here, 1948. Actually, they were modular homes through Sears. And then everybody did modifications to them over the years. They put heat in them and air conditioning. All the houses got wiped out on this block from Sandy.
What about your house? What was left?
We were one of the fortunate ones. Our house was still physically here, but it was listing a little to the left, and it was off its foundation, so we knew we had to rebuild. And instead of building the same house back, you figure later stages of your life, you want to build and go up so that it doesn't happen again.
This is bigger than your previous house.
All the houses were, like I said, about 900 square feet, roughly.
So it's 900 square feet, and what is it about now?
They're all anywhere from 1,700 to 2,200 square feet.
And what did you build to? Did you build
most of the houses now are at 14, which is considered a safe zone.
So let's talk about safe zone. One of the things we're focusing on this piece is what's safe now and what's safe in the future. I mean, do you guys worry about sea level rise?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Tell me.
I'd rather not get into it because it becomes a political issue. I just don't feel...
Rising sea levels for a storm or rising sea levels in general?
In general, they say with climate change...
At 14 feet, the whole island would have to be covered before any of the houses that are 14 feet in the air would ever...
If the water ever made it to 14
feet, the whole island would be covered.
It's not just the island, all of Manhattan, most of the East Coast.
The decision to rebuild and how high to elevate is largely left to property owners like the Celestinas. That doesn't mean that local officials who are concerned about the larger public good wouldn't like to have more say. Officials like Jay Lynch, the planner for Toms River, the township that includes Vision Beach.
We're just going to go up and see Jay Lynch.
Okay. Behave up there.
No, we'll try.
He's heard from scientists and long-term planners about the risks shore communities face given sea level rise.
Okay, so tell us the numbers.
Well, we think we're about halfway back on rebuilding. I think the biggest year that we had based on the pace of applications was last year. Most people are building bigger than what they had before, and they're certainly elevating to address all the flood requirements.
Flood elevation is great, but it's not a cure-all, right? What happens when roads are underwater once a day? What about electricity? What about water? I mean, it's more complicated than just raising your house, isn't it?
Absolutely. The infrastructure, we have to monitor that on a regular basis. We know the areas that flood frequently now, and at some point, you have to say it really is better to just not allow any more construction in an area. But in the short run, I think we just have to put the best information available to anybody who wants to invest in those areas and let it happen.
Later in the day, on the drive back to New York, Leslie tells me government simply hasn't succeeded in getting people to rebuild smarter.
Most people still see Sandy as a 1 in 500 chance storm, the perfect storm that won't happen again. Furthermore, Chris Christie believes that New Jersey can be stronger than the storm. That was the tourist motto. That has been his motto. Not that we look into a future that is more dangerous. It's that we are looking back towards the past, and we can be stronger than Sandy. And if Sandy's the worst they can throw at us, we can build to beat Sandy.
Taking into consideration the fact that it isn't just science and scientists and it isn't just city planners, it's also people living there, what do you think the future is for a place like Toms River? Where do they go from here?
I think if you talk to town planners in Toms River, they feel stuck between a rock and a hard place. I think they can see the future coming, but they have fairly limited tools on how to react. And there are two big variables. One is how long the federal insurance continues, which is largely subsidized by the rest of us. And the other big variable is how quickly the flooding happens and how big a nuisance it is. Until it's really at people's doorsteps, a lot of the private building will not move. If it's a big enough a nuisance, then people will start to abandon their homes.